先请翻开《利未记》啊，第一章。
Let's first turn to Leviticus chapter 1.
利未记第一章。
Leviticus
第一章是记载燔祭之条例。
And the chapter 1 is talking about the laws of the burnt offering.
那因为我们最近呢读经啊，已经进入利未记。
And since our daily Bible reading is now reading the book of Leviticus,
那利未记啊，很多人啊认为是很枯燥乏味。
And many people think that the book of Leviticus may be a little bit boring.
啊，因为利未记啊，跟我们现在的实际的生活哈，好像是有一点脱节。
And because the book of Leviticus seems to have a disconnection between our lives.
那当然，假如是没有连接的话，啊，我们就比较难去了解。
So if there is no connection, then it's a little bit harder for us to understand.
啊，最主要是因为我们生活上哈，那不需要用到这些牛羊啊来献祭。
Many because in our daily life we don't need to use cows or goats to sacrifice.
那教会也没有这些穿着立位服装啊，这祭司服装的人啊来服侍。
And in church there is no one that wear garments of a priest to sacrifice or burn offering.
啊，所以按照正常的来说哈，啊是会很生疏。
And so in a normal sense, it would be unfamiliar to most of us.
但是利未记啊，这是一本啊生存之道啊，属灵的生存之道。
But the book of Leviticus is actually a message of life in a spiritual life.
因为当他们进入到旷野，然后神告诉摩西啊，要建一个会幕以后
，and as they walk into the wilderness and
建立会幕以后
，and as they establish the temple，
然后就开始颁布啊，要怎么样来服侍啊，要怎么样在旷野地生活啊
，and they establish how they would live their life in the wilderness。
那这些东西对他们当时的以色列百姓来说是很实际的东西的。
And for the Israelites at the time, all these things are very practical.
虽然今天对我们来讲很陌生，可是对于他们来讲啊，一点都不陌生啊。
It may be unfamiliar to most of us, but it's very familiar to them at the time.
啊，所以我们今天要学习这东西，就是要把它连接啊，跟我们的生活上连接在一起。
So as we learn this book, we must try to connect.This book with our lives.
啊，既然神告诉他们说你们要怎么在旷野地生活啊，因为他们在旷野地生活，每天也是太阳起来他们就起来呀，太阳下山他们就睡觉啊，跟我们是一样的。
And since they wake up during the day and then go to sleep at night, it is the same thing as us.
啊，他们要怎么活着才会健康？要吃什么东西啊才会健康
？And how do they live and how do they eat to become healthy?
啊，所以什么东西能吃，什么东西不能吃
？And what's permissible to eat and what's not permissible to eat？
啊，假如生病的话要怎么办
？And what should they do if they get sick？
啊，所以讲得很清楚啊。
And so all these things are very clearly written。
啊，当然因为时空不同啊，他们以前呢、啊、仍然是生病，可是我们今天呢、啊、却很简单就可以处理啊，好，医生看医生就可以处理啊。
And because we're in a different time nowadays, if we get sick, then it's easier for us. We can just go see a doctor.
他说我们今天就把它一个灵化啊，属灵的啊，就带入到属灵的。
So we'll bring this book into a more spiritual level.
啊，属灵要是很抽象。
But sometimes spiritual is also very abstract.
所以抽象东西就是透过我们的生活。啊，把它实践出来，把它表达表现出来。
So this abstract would then apply, try to apply into our daily life.
啊，就好像神的本身啊，也是很抽象的，因为神是灵啊，神在哪里啊，是看不见、摸不着、没有一个形状的。
And just like the essence of God himself is also very abstract because we cannot see him. There is no physical form.
啊，但是耶稣基督就把神的本性啊，神就彰显出来。啊，看到耶稣基督，我就是看到神，我们就知道啊，神是怎么样的一 样子，他的个性，他的行事风格啊，怎么样？我们就透过耶稣基督啊，就可以看得清楚。
But through Lord Jesus Christ, He manifested the essence of God, so that we through Him we can know exactly what God is like.
所以我们也是要有这种理解啊，来学习利未记。
So we need to have this same understanding to read the book of Leviticus.
那利未记啊的第一章啊，也是很简单，就直接进入啊，就不再啊有一些什么好像引言呐、啊，还是怎么样，还是有个介绍，他就直接进入说燔祭啊，就是要怎么做。
So starting from chapter one is very direct, and there is no introduction. You just go right to the instruction of the offering.
那燔祭我们知道燔啊，就是火字旁就是烧了，就是要烧东西啊。
And so, burnt offering literally means that something has to be burned.
那烧的话，它烟呢就会往上升啊，烟自然就往上跑了。
As something is burned, then the smoke will then raise up or go up.
啊，所以这个我们知道哈，这个烟就是往上跑。
And so this we all know that the smoke would go up.
所以燔祭它的本来意思，这原文的意思就是往上升哈。Ascent 就往上升。
So, in the original text, burnt offering means that it's being ascent.
那这往上升啊，就是用我们刚刚讲过要属灵的意义嘛。那属灵就是我们灵性的提升。
And as we said earlier, we need to have a spiritual meaning of reading this book. So, this means that we need to elevate or ascent our spirituality.
啊，所以我们就知道啊，诗篇呢有个叫做上行之诗，上行诗。
And so, as we know, in the book of Psalm, there is a book of ascent.
那我们看到诗篇上行诗，其实总的目的就是告诉我们怎么样来提升我们的灵性，好像一个阶梯一样，一直往上升，一直往上爬。
And so, this book of ascent is to encourage us how to elevate our spiritual life.
那燔祭的历史呢？其实，在创世纪啊，就有这个燔祭的记载。
And the history of burnt offering actually is already recorded in the book of Genesis.
啊，比如说亚伯他献祭，其实他也是献燔祭。
And for example, Abel he also offered the burnt offering.
那因为他献燔祭啊，他所献的就比该隐所献的更美。
And because his burnt offering is better than Cain.
那希伯来书啊，叫注解啊，说亚伯因着信心啊，就献祭。
And so in Hebrews, it mentioned that because Abel through faith, he made this burnt offering.
那既然是说因着信心而献祭的话，就表示说他是听谁说的啊？他说相信那个人的话，他就照着去做，这个叫做信心啊。
And since this is through faith, and therefore he must have heard.From somebody and believed it, and that's why he had carried out this action.
所以一定有人告诉他啊要怎么献啊，有人告诉他要怎么献啊。可是该隐的话啊，有人告诉他，可是他不做啊，他这不信啊，所以他就按自己的方法啊去献祭。
So somebody must have told Abel how to make sacrifice or offerings, and so that he believed and do accordingly. But Cain.Even though he also was instructed, but he did not believe, and he did not do the same offer.
所以圣经说啊，神就接纳啊，就看重亚伯的献祭。
And so, in the Bible, it records that God accepted the offerings from Abel.
那看不重啊，该隐的献祭。
But did not accept the offerings from Cain.
好，那有的英文圣经呢，他说这个神呢、啊、不批准啊，不同意 approve 哈、啊、，did not approve， 那、啊、就是说不同意的，就是不批准，要同意才会批准嘛，那不同意当然就不会批准，对不对哈、啊？所以神不同意啊，该隐的做法。
And some translation translate that God did not approve the method of Cain's offering，
因为他没有献燔祭。
And because he did not offer the burnt offering.
啊，所以我们看到我们献燔祭的话，神就喜欢呢，神就同意哈，我们的做法啊，神就悦纳。
And so as people make burnt offerings, then it would please God and being accepted by God.
啊，同时呢，大家注意啊，神也会批准哈，比如说你有请求的话，你写一个，写一个 要虔诚嘛，您写个啊，神啊，我要做什么事情，我要求什么事情，好不好？啊，好像这个公司的经理啊，跟他的上级长官说，我要要求哈，在增聘三位员工啊，啊，经理、总经理说好批准啊，啊，我们也可以要求啊，啊，神啊，我要求什么，我需要什么东西啊，你帮助我啊，神哎，批准可哎，我们很高兴啊。
And so at the same time, God would also approve this burnt offering, just as our managers would approve our request of trying to get more employees under our team.
好，所以我们说献燔祭重不重要啊？
So it is, is it very important to offer this burnt offering?
那献燔祭跟我们今天有没有关系啊？有啊，因为你有些时候要得到神的批准嘛，哈。你要找工作，神批准说可以；你要去哪间大学读书，神说可以啊，都会批准的啦。
So is there a direct relationship of this burnt offering to our life? Of course it is, because we need approval from God. For example, which college we would want to go, or which job we wanted to be offered.
哦，还是要买房子啊，好像。那个 Ontario 哈，他们在买会堂哈，哎，神批准可以，明明哈，其实那个人家已经有 offer， 你知道吗？已经有一家已经有 offer 了，而且那个 real estate 啊，那个 agent 他也要去休假了，哇，我们教会是最后人家要走要去休假以前的前几个小时哈，打电话告诉那个 agent 说，哎，我们要去看好不好怎么样哈，反正这个已经很紧急哈，啊，只要神批准说可以啊，你看本来是。不可能的啊，变成可能啊！我们就把那个 Ontario 的会堂买下来，很漂亮。
And so, which chapel should we purchase? For example, Ontario Church was being purchased at the last minute when that agent was about to go to a vacation, and then the Ontario members at the last minute was able to meet with them, and then make the offer.
所以你看，我们生活上啊，都跟这个燔祭啊有很大的直接关系啊。
And so, in our daily life, actually, there is a very direct relationship of our life with the burnt offering.
好，那第二个献燔祭的人啊，就是挪亚。
And the second person that made the burnt offering is Noah.
哇，神啊，这个闻到这个。献燔祭的馨香之气。
And God smelled this fragrance of the burnt offering.
然后就改变心意，他说他不再用洪水来毁灭人类的。
So he made up his mind that he will no longer use a flood to destroy the human.
他不再来做主大地。
He will no longer curse the land.
所以我们看，就改变神的心意啊！神闻到那个馨香之气。
And because of the fragrance, God changed his mind.
啊，当然以前啊，没有什么 barbecue sauce 啊，没有什么 A1 啊，这些酱油、这些调味料哈、啊，没有什么那个啊沙拉酱，所以这味道啊，可能也不是很好。就原始的那个烤肉哈、啊，一杀冻以后啊，就直接烤的啊，那个味道不晓得什么味道。
In the past, there is no barbecue sauce, and so that the fragrance may not be as flavorable as now we as nowadays, and so it may be very original.
所以以人的角度来看呢、啊，不是真的不是很香呐、啊。你要有调味料才香啊！啊
，So
一家烤肉万家香。
So from the perspective of man, it may not be very fragrant because.It's a natural flavor.
啊，但是呢，啊，虽然是味道不是怎么好闻啊，可能也会烧焦，但是神就是看人的心意，神看人的心哈、啊，哇，他这个献燔祭啊，神就高兴啊，不管是不是烧焦的啊，还是 overdone 了、啊、怎么样啊，神不看那个啊，神是看人的心，哎，他闻到这个馨香之味啊。
But God look at the heart of man, and so that if they do according to God's instruction, and then He will be pleased. It doesn't matter where.Whether the offering is burned or not.
啊，说是因为挪亚他有个很善的心，他有一个很单纯的心呢，神就看重这个人的内心。
And because Noah has a simple heart, and God pays special attention to his heart.
所以神就改变心意了。
And that is why God changed his mind.
那亚伯拉罕啊，他也是先燔祭。
Abraham also made burnt offering.
那就把自己的儿子啊，都献上燔为燔祭呀。
And he sacrificed his own son as the burnt offering.
啊，结果神就为他啊，为亚伯拉罕啊，预备了一只羊羔。
And so God then prepared a lamp personally for him.
啊，比如说你本来有起意哈，你要有心哈，你有心，哎呀，我要奉献1000块给教会哈，啊，教会有什么特殊用途啊？我来1000块奉献给教会。
Maybe you have the heart to offer $1,000 for church so that the church can do any holy work related with this $1,000.
所以这个是你的心呢。
And this is your own heart.
啊，但是神预备哈，神为你预备了1000块。
But God has prepared this $1,000 for you.
哦，那你就不需要再从自己的口袋里面拿出1000块来奉献，神为你预备的1000块。
And because God had prepared this $1,000 for you, so you don't need to take out from your own pocket.
哎，真的什么预备哈？
Indeed, God will prepare.
那我以前还没读神学院，那做生意的时候。
Before I studied TDP and I was doing business.
啊，那时候会堂教会啊刚购买会堂。
And at the time, my church just purchased a chapel.
啊，要会堂购买以后啊，要买这个屁股，要买这个会堂的椅子啊。
And after we purchased the chapel, we need to purchase the pews.
啊，教会就鼓励啊大家来奉献啊，这每一个。其实我们那时候还有余额的，就是买了会堂以后啊，还有10几万。但是啊，执务会还是鼓励信徒啊再奉献啊，不要吃老本啊，再奉献。啊，看是一个人要奉献几张啊，一张是1000块啊，你可以奉献1张、2张、3张啊，就看大家的这个啊心意。
So even though after we purchased the chapel, the church still has some money left, but the church council still encouraged the members to offer anything that they can. So one sheet would count as $1,000.
哦，所以大家都很高兴，没有人说，哎呀，教会还要余额，为什么不用教会那些剩下的钱，为什么还要奉献呢？没有人这样子认为，大家都很高兴。哦，好，那么再来奉献。
And everybody was very willingly to continue to offer rather than complain about whether there is still some money left. Why don't we use that leftover money to purchase?
啊，所以我也是一样跟大家一起要看要几张哈，就填写要几张哈。
So same as everyone else, I then try to fill up how many sheets that I can.
啊，结果神真的是预备。
And so indeed, God actually prepared for us.
哦，神预备是 double portion 的预备。
And God prepared for us a double portion.
啊，就好像神的预备两个，一个是以撒再还给你，另外一只羊羔哈，要让你 barbecue 在那边烤肉啊，大家都高兴。哎，所以神也高兴啊，亚伯罕也高兴啊，神就神预备。
And just as God prepared a lamp for Abraham so that Isaac can still be alive, and at the same time, they still have this burnt offering to partake.
啊，所以神这预备 double 哈，难道一半给奉献给教会，那一半呢、啊？神分一半给我，大家都有份啊。神说你一半，我一半，公平吧？啊，我说啊，很公平。
And so a double portion means that one half will then be given to church for them to use, and then the other half I would just take it back.
啊，所以真的，我们献燔祭哈有很多好处。
So as we make burnt offerings, there is a lot of benefits.
啊，神悦纳，神同意，神批准，啊，神预备。
And God will be pleased. God will approve, and God will prepare.
所以这些奉献的人哦，旧约时代的人，他们就是能够符合神的要求，明白神的心意。
So the generation at that time, they would understand God's will and do according to His will.
所以对于他们来说，对于他们来说，就是达到那个灵性的成熟度，也就是灵性的高点呢。
And so for them is to reach up to that spiritual level.
所以这个就是我们要学习的目标。
And so this is the point that we need to learn.
也就是灵性的成长。
Which is the spiritual growth.
好，那我们来看利未记啊。
So let's turn to Leviticus.
利未记的第一章的第一节。
Leviticus chapter 1 verse 1.
第一章第一节。
Chapter 1 verse 1.
神从会幕中呼叫摩西啊，对他说，第二节。
Verse 2.
你晓谕以色列人说，你们中间若有人献供物给神啊，就要从牛群、羊群中献牲畜为供物。那这里提到这个供物
，and in here it talks about, the herd and the flock.
啊，这献供物的哈，献东西，献这个礼物啊。
Oh, offering, make offerings to the Lord.
那这个供物啊，这个礼物的意思就是我们要献礼物。
Meaning that we need to provide, give gifts, to God.
啊，比如说我们去找朋友啊，有些时候不只是去。拜访朋友啊，还要买个什么东西？买水果啦，哈，买个什么东西送给朋友。
For example, as we visit our friends, we don't just go empty-handed. We may carry some food baskets or some items to give them.
啊，虽然价值或许不是很高
，maybe the value is not high.
啊，但是总是一个心意嘛。
But at least it's out of our hearts.
啊，就是要让对方啊能够接纳我们去拜访
，and so that our friends can accept our visitation.
所以一样带供物、带礼物给神，就是能够得到神的悦纳。
So make offerings or give gifts is to be accepted by the Lord.
也就是以后哈要进行更亲密的关系啊，做一个预备。
So that we can prepare ourselves for there's a deeper a connection with the Lord.
啊，所以我们只要是去拜访朋友哈，哎，不要忘记带礼物啊。
And so as we visit friends, we should not forget to bring gifts.
啊，当然你肯收的话，你可不用啊，你的心就是礼物啊。
And if we already know each other very well, then perhaps we may not necessarily need the gifts because we know each other.
啊，那一般是家里橱柜看看有什么东西可以送的哈。啊，以前朋友就是送来送去的，朋友送给你，你再转送也可以呀。
And so we would always give each other's different gifts.
啊，所以很少人啊，除非有特殊关系啊，不然一般的人啊，那都会带礼物。
Unless it's a special friendship, but usually we would all give gifts to different friends.
那圣经的原则呢，也是一样。
And the principle of the Bible is the same.
我说圣经说啊，来朝见神的时候不能够空手而来的。
So as we come to worship the Lord, we cannot come empty-handed.
我们请看申命记十六章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy.
申命记十六章的十六节。
Deuteronomy chapter 16 verse 16.
申命记十六章十六节。
Deuteronomy chapter 16 verse 16.
十六节。
16。
你一切的男丁啊，要在除酵节、七旬节、祝棚节啊，我们就要记住啊，这个三个节：除酵节、七旬节、祝棚节，一年三次，在主你神所选择的地方朝见他，却不可空手朝见。十七节。
17。
个人要按自己的力量啊，这里特别提到按自己的力量，照着主你的神所赐的福分奉献礼物啊。所以这边就要提到礼物，不再是供物，叫礼物。
And so in here it talks about the gifts that we must give to God.
啊，所以供物就是礼物，要带个东西的。
And so this offering is we shall not go empty-handed.
所以大家要来会堂的时候啊，不要带牛了、羊啊、鸽子，就不要带这些的。
So nowadays, as we come to service, we don't bring any livestocks anymore.
当然会说还是有的，会说哈，还是有个传道哈，我们要走去，或者说协助圣工要离开以前的，哇，他特地从家里面抱着一只鸡哈，坐公车三四个小时哈，这样一只鸡一直抱着哈，抱到会堂来哈，然后就杀鸡来请我们哈，那个是。最好的最棒的。
Maybe in Africa they would still do this. For example, they would carry a chicken and come to this chapel they would kill the chicken for it.
那当然今天呢都不需要带这些动物来呀。
And so nowadays we don't need to bring animals.
那我们今天要带什么礼物来给神
？So what should we bring today as a gift to God？
在圣经上啊，提到几个说我们可以献上的礼物是什么
？In the Bible, there are several things mentioned that we can offer to God.
那第一个哈
，the first one
啊，大家很熟的，要献上希伯来书那边提到什么？
First one is mentioned in Hebrews.
所以要献上颂赞的嘴唇
，which is the mouth of a praise.
哦，十三章的十五节，要献上颂赞的嘴唇。
In chapter 13, verse 15, that we must offer our mouth with praise.
啊，这个最简单，这个是大家都可以做得到。
This is the most simple one because we can all do it.
Oh, 我们祷告就是哈利路亚赞美主啊，哈利路亚赞美主，就叫他颂赞神啊。
As we pray, we say, "Hallelujah, praise the Lord." That is a praising God.
啊，但是我们要从内心啊，真的来颂赞啊。
But we need to praise God with the bottom of our heart.
啊，不要只是一个习惯性啊，一跪下去就哈利路亚就好。我们真的是要想一想啊，我们在祷告什么，要从内心来颂赞啊。
We should not just say it as it happens, but we need to really think deep on how to praise God.
哦，有的人啊，这个边祷告边念哈，啊边看手表啊，还是边看手机，这个有时写 text 来了哈，怎么样 message 还是边做其他事情，可是嘴巴还在念哦，嘴巴还在念，还在念，还在祷告啊，心没有祷告，心是要做什么事情，可是嘴巴还在念，这个就是没有一个习惯性而已的。其实这种情况之下。啊，只是一个习惯性。
And so some people out of their habits, they may pray, but in their hearts, they may be checking on their watches or look at their own cell phones and see if there's messages come in. And so their heart is not there, even though they are praising God.
啊，所以我们就要真心的，真心从内心来颂赞神。
So we must truly use our heart to praise the Lord.
那我们的内心啊。为什么要颂赞神？为什么感恩呢？来颂赞。
So why do we need to praise God with thanksgiving?
当然，我们就是有永生啊，这个救恩呐。
And because we have this salvation given to us.
我们看希伯来书的十二章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
十二章的二十八节。
Chapter 12, verse 28.
希伯来书十二章二十八节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28.
所以我们既得了不能够震动的国，就当感恩呐、啊，照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心来侍奉神。这里说，我们既得了不能够震动的国，就当感恩。
And since we have received this kingdom which cannot be shaken, we need to have grace.
那感恩的话就要颂赞。
Grace then comes with a praise.
所以为什么要感恩呢
？So why do we need to give grace？
啊，当一般的人感恩说感谢主啊，我最近找到一个很好的工作啊。
And we would often thank God for giving us a very good job.
哦，我的孩子啊，这个找到工作啊，还是找到好的学校。
My children found a good career or they are.Accepted by a very prestigious school.
啊，当然这些值得感恩呢，这的确是感谢主啊。
And of course, these things we need to thank God.
可是人生啊，不如意的事情啊，十之有八九啊。
But in our daily life, there are many challenges still facing us.
啊，有好处啊，感恩。可是假如万一啊，哪一天遇到患难的话，遇到不如意的啊，那怎么办呢？是不是还要再继续感恩呢
？So if we receive benefits, we will provide, we will give grace or give thanksgiving. But if we face challenges or tribulations, what should we do?
那主要是以人的逻辑哈，以人世间的逻辑啊，好处才感恩哦，感谢主啊，找到好的工作啊，买房子很顺利啊，什么事情很顺利。那万一不顺利的话，怎么办呢
？And so in human logic, as we give thanks, when we receive benefits, and as weface challenges or difficulties, what should we do?
所以就不能够以我们现在啊，现在很现实的生活的顺利与否啊，来决定我们是不是要感恩。
And so we cannot use our life experience to determine whether we want to give thanks to God or not.
所以我们感恩的动机都是一样，大家都是一样，不管你是在患难当中，还是你在顺利，你在人生很成功的高点啊，还是在死荫幽谷里头的人啊，大家都一样，大家都必须要感恩。为什么？因为我们得到一个不能够震动的国。
And so, our motivation should be all the same, regardless of what situation in our life we face, whether we are at the top or we are at the bottom. We all need to give thanksgiving because we have received this kingdom which cannot be shaken.
啊，这个不能够震动的国啊，当然是看不见的。
This kingdom that cannot be shaken, of course, it is unseen or we cannot see.
啊，虽然是看不见，但是神用他的灵来住在我们内心，让我们能够去体验。所以为什么说圣灵哈？圣灵是我们得基的凭据，那个凭据也是可以作为。这个 pretext 就是你先尝，哈，你还没有买，你要买什么水果啊？先让你吃吃看啊，你觉得好吃的话，你再买啊，就让你先尝。
And so, this
太长了是吧？啊，你有没有去过 Costco？
Have you been to Costco？
问你呢。
Oh.
啊，你知道尝试吃东西吗？有没有吃过东西？
有。
哦，有那个怎么讲啊？
So have you?
Yes, 对对，好。
Yeah.
好，你就按照这个分。
So,
你就这个概念呢、啊？圣灵就是让你先尝啊，你好像是去 Costco， 你要买什么东西以前，你先尝吃那个东西。
So, Holy Spirit is just like when we go to a Costco, because we would get samples from Costco, and then we would first taste and experience that first.
所以圣灵也是一样。
So Holy Spirit is the same.
让我们先尝这个天国的滋味。
So that we will taste this goodness of heaven first.
所以我们才能够在患难当中继续坚持我们的信仰啊。
So in tribulation, we can continue to grasp onto this faith.
那只要是没有这个信仰，没有这个应许的圣灵在我们内心的话，那可能我们信徒啊会跑一半，因为。有的在患难当中，有的不顺利啊，有的什么啊，不如意的事情啊，十之有八九。
And because without this Holy Spirit dwell inside our hearts, then maybe half of the members would then leave from church after they face challenges in life.
啊，所以我们要以哈，我们有永生，有这个永生的盼望哈，来作为基础。
So we need to use this hope of going to heaven as our foundation of our faith.
啊，光是凭这一个，我们就必须要感恩哈。
So just because of this point, we need to make or give this thanksgiving to God.
啊，那第二个要献什么呢
？The second offering, what should we give?
啊，第一个就是要献上颂赞的嘴唇。
The first one is we need to give this mouth of praise.
那第二个啊
，The second one.
啊、越来越难呐、啊，因为第一个很简单，感谢主，哈利路亚，感谢主啊。
And it will gradually be more difficult, so the first one is simple.
啊，因为是往上升嘛，对，一层一层往上升啊，所以会越来越难呐、啊。
Since we are going up, we are elevating, and so it will be harder.
然后请看罗马书十五章。
So let's turn to Romans chapter 15.
罗马书十五章的十五节。
Romans chapter 15, verse 15.
十五节。
15.
但我稍微放胆写信给你们、啊、是要提醒你们的记性，特因神所给我的恩典，十六节，
16.
使我为外邦人做基督的仆役，做神福音的祭司，叫所献上、啊、我们看到所献上的外邦人，因着圣洁能够成为圣洁，可蒙悦纳、啊、那悦纳，我们刚讲过，献燔祭的目的是说蒙悦纳。
And so the purpose of making burnt offerings is to be accepted by the Lord.
哦，那保罗他是做福音的祭司。
And so Paul is being the priest of the gospel.
那福音呢、啊？祭司就是要献什么东西啊？祭司就的目的就是要献祭嘛。
And being a priest, the purpose is to make offerings.
所以现在圣经不再就是献牛羊了。
So in New Testament, they no longer offer livestock.
要献上外邦人。
But instead, they will offer the Gentiles.
哦，所以他保罗他献上外邦人呢、啊。
And so Paul offered the Gentiles.
啊，但是外邦人这是要献好的哈、啊。
But these Gentiles need to be acceptable.
所以保罗就是要很认真的去牧养，使这些外邦人来信主的人哈，都能够圣洁，能够蒙神的悦纳。
So Paul needs to pastor these Gentiles so that at the end of the day they will be accepted by the Lord.
啊，所以我们啊受洗以后哈，必须要还要接受什么班呢、啊？这个叫做初信班啊，初信班的召集。
And so after we baptize, we also need to go to this new believers class.
啊，为什么要有个初信班呢
？Why is there a new believers class？
啊，就是要献上这个外邦人。这个外邦人献上的话，就是要没有残缺，要很完全的献上。
Because these Gentiles need to be perfect in order to be offered.
啊，不要说要献上以后啊，已经要到牵那个牛羊到会幕的门口啊，一下子啊，糟糕，跑掉了，这个牛羊啊，跑掉了。
So it cannot happen that when we are about to make offers of the Gentiles in front of God, and then they will just leave.
那跑掉了怎么办呢
？And if they run away, what should we do?
啊，当然要再去找嘛，对不对
？And so if they run away, we have to then continue to search.
啊，因为一定要献上啊。
Because we have to make this offering.
要献上外邦人。
Offer these Gentiles.
所以我们就是要很认真传福音呐、啊，我们的。这次有没有献上啊？哎，这次好像献一个婴儿是吧？啊，一个 baby 受洗啊。
So this past spiritual convocation, we had one a baby being baptized.
好，说每次都要献上啊，今年的十月份，我们灵不知道是到底是九月底还是十月份，反正在那个时候啊，啊，叫做秋季的灵恩布道会要献上。
So our next a spiritual convocation is in the fall, and so we also must make offerings to God.
所以大家再继续努力啊！大家再继续努力，所以今年的秋季也能够献上啊外邦人。
So let us work hard together, and so that we can make offerings of the Gentiles to God.
好啊，这个还可以啊，因为是现在外邦人是献别人啊，不是献自己啊。
And so this is okay. This is not bad because we are offering others, not ourselves.
啊，说现在越来越难啊，这个阶梯越来越上啊。
So the next one is even harder.
啊，第三个要献上自己啊，献上自己。
The third one is to offer up ourselves.
啊，这个大家都很熟了，罗马书十二章。
This is something we are all familiar, which is in Romans chapter 12.
第一节。
Verse 1.
罗马书十二章第一节。
Chapter 12, verse 1.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此奉献啊，如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的啊。所以这里说要献上谁呢？啊，不再是别人了，不再是外邦了，是献上自己啊。
So who are we now offering to God? It's not others, it is ourselves, our own body.
啊，这个就是最困难，要献上自己。
This is the most difficult because we had to offer ourselves.
第一个是献上嘴唇的果，就是赞美主啊，哈利路亚，赞美主，真心的从内心发出赞美的声音。
The first one is the mouth of praise. We just need to praise God with our voice.
好，我们要喜欢唱赞美诗啊。
We need to love sing hymns.
啊，唱赞美诗也是要用心来唱啊。
And of course, as we sing hymns, we must use our hearts.
因为古代的人啊，他们为什么会写下这个诗歌？
In the old times, why do people wrote down all these beautiful musics?
我们教会有出版哈，有出版这个诗歌集的考证啊，就是说这些诗歌是谁写的，当时为什么会写出这个诗歌？他们到底是生活上碰到哪些困难、哪些挫折、失败哈、哪些患难啊？他们为什么写这个诗歌？把他们的背景哈都写下来，有时候很感人呢。
And the church actually have make publications about why do these musicians would write these music and also talk about their background.
所以他们是用他们自己的生命写下这个诗歌。
So a lot of them use their life to write down these music.
啊，那是他们的信仰的一个历程，那是他们这真心的感受，所以。他们有这种感觉，可能我们也是一样。我们有些时候也是在这种困难、患难当中啊，我们要怎么办
？This is their true feeling. This is their life experience. So it's the same for us. As we face difficulties in life, what should we do?
所以我们也是用心啊，来唱啊，来唱这种赞美诗。
So we must use our heart to sing all these hymns.
那第二个就叫献上啊，外邦人。
And the second is to make offerings of the Gentiles.
因为保罗他是福音的祭司，这个是要传福音。
Because Paul is the priest of the gospel, so he must preach the gospel.
那第三个就是要献上自己啊。
And the third.One is that we must offer up ourselves.
我们请看以弗所书的第五章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章的第一节。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
所以你们应该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样。第二节。
Verse 2.
也要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，当作馨香的供物和祭物献与神。所以把自己啊献给神啊。
So offering ourselves,
那就是爱最高的表现。
Is the highest level of showing a love.
啊，就好像基督他还是为我们舍了自己，舍了自己的生命。
Just as Christ sacrificed his life for all of us.
啊，他们要保留一点呢，为自己保留一点点哦，没有。
He did not reserve one bit of himself.
把自己全部倒光啊，全部都给了我们。
He emptied himself for our behalf.
所以我们就不要再向神抱怨些什么的。
So we need not to complain to God.
你看他都已经把命啊给了我们。
Because he already given up his life.
所以我们要是还有抱怨的话，那主要是问说，我都把所有的给你了，那你还要怎么样呢？你还要我做什么？
If we still complain, then Lord Jesus would ask us, I have already given up my life for you. What else do you want me to do?
我现在已经空空的了。
I have already emptied myself.
你看，哥林多后书那边记载说，神为着我们哈，本来是很富有的，成为贫穷。
Second Corinthians records that he was once rich, but he became poor.
这主要是把他所有的丰富都已经给了我们。
And he had.Given us all his richness.
他现在是一无所有了。
So now he is empty-handed.
啊，所以我们已经给了我们啊，我们还要求什么
？And so, what else do we need to ask from him?
我们还要抱怨什么
？What else do we need to complain about?
所以我们真的是要存着一个感恩的心。
So we need to truly have this heart of thanksgiving.
那效法主啊，效法主耶稣基督啊，以爱心来行事。
Imitate Lord Jesus Christ with the same love that he has shown to us.
好，那我们再看回来利未记。
So let's turn back to Leviticus.
利未记啊，第一章第六节。
Leviticus chapter 1 verse 2.
利未记第一章第六节。
Leviticus chapter 1 verse 2.
第六节说若有人啊，若有人献供物啊，若有人就是这些人啊的若啊，就是表示一个心甘情愿啊，并这个燔祭啊，献燔祭并不是用逼迫，并不是必须的，是出于心甘情愿的。
So when any one of you means that it is not required to make a sacrifice or
所以也就是说，有心追求的人，有心追求灵性的人，那就是必须要按照以下的方法来献祭。
And so those who want to pursue after this life of holiness, then they need to do this instruction.
啊，所以明天我们就谈到有心的人呢，就是按照神所指定的方法来使自己的灵性提高，跟神之间关系能够更亲密。
And so tomorrow we will discuss if those with the heart, then what should they do in order to elevate their spirituality?
So we will listen to tomorrow to adjust our own steps, adjust our own life habits, adjust our own schedule.
And so tomorrow we will listen, we will talk about how should we manage our life and how should we manage our own time. Even though nowadays there are many things that would distract us.
啊，但是盼望我们明天，假如在学习的话，能够再次啊调整我们的时间，调整我们的生活的方式啊，生活的方法。
And so, based on tomorrow's message, hope that we can try to manage our time and also our our lives and as well as our footsteps.
啊，那明天再来继续哈。
So we'll continue for tomorrow.
再唱诗。
Sing hymn.
441首。
441.